Welcome, one and all, to the Parkinson's Recovery July Support Group Gathering. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting the services and the many different kinds of free offerings that we mount here at Parkinson's Recovery. The mission, the goal, the passion is to be able to find and explore and discover options that offer the potential to be able to allow you to celebrate a relief from whatever symptoms you might be experiencing. The challenge over the last decade has been for me to reverse the false template that many people believe near and dear to their hearts, that if diagnosed with Parkinson's, their condition is degenerative. What a horrible word. It's not true, and that's what we've done here for the past couple of decades. We've offered evidence after evidence, person after person who has been a guest on my radio show, who basically have told their story that, no, they didn't take that as truth. They knew it was false, and they found ways to be able to, again, celebrate relief from their symptoms. Some of my guests on the radio show are symptom-free. Others are not totally symptom-free, but they have certainly found ways to be able to reclaim their full life force. Over the past decade, I have asked questions of my audience, what do you need to know? How can I help support your journey down the road to recovery? The answers I got back, I have responded to. Some people said, I really need to know how I can find natural ways to suppress my symptoms. So I basically went back through all the interviews I have done, over 260 of them, and I then documented what we discovered has been helping individuals tame their tremors. So I first of all offered a live course on that topic, and I've converted the content over into an online course, which I update regularly. The second suggestion that I received from members of my audience was, I have terrible problems with mobility. Specifically, what can I do to address those problems? I responded and, again, offered a live course suggesting what I had learned from my research and my interviews would help people be able to execute a balanced and a stable ability to move from point A to point B, in other words, to facilitate mobility to the extreme so that people are no longer troubled by freezing or stumbling or difficulty with movement of any type. So that was converted over to an online course, which is called Rock Solid Walking. That content is there, and again, I update that on a regular basis. And finally, I just had some general questions from people that wanted answers to, okay, put aside what symptoms I experience, and as you know, the list of symptoms associated with this garbage can diagnosis of Parkinson's is about as long as you could ever imagine. What can I do to address the symptoms that I experience? Whether it's drooling, whether it's the fact that my face shows no expression, whether it's that I have sweating, whether it's that I have tremors or difficulty with my mobility or whatever the symptoms might be, what have you learned helps people diagnosed with Parkinson's in general? So again, I responded and I developed a live course, which I offered, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 times at least. And in that course, we developed and explained a lot of what I had learned from, again, 2 decades of interviewing individuals who were experts and knowing what it really takes to celebrate a relief from symptoms, whatever they might be. I then converted all of that content over into a course which is called What Really Matters. And again, I update that on a regular basis. And finally, of course, what I discovered, and I have to admit, I didn't really get a request for this, but what I have discovered in my research is that the reason underlying the symptoms is almost always trauma to one extent to another, extended stress. And so I developed a course that addressed how you can shut down anxiety. And that's also, of course, available. And then we have several other courses as well. Now, the summary that I want to give to you is, what is it that you out there in my listening audience, which is global, have asked for, and what you really would like to have? And I have to say, I would want this too, were I to be in your situation, is get relief from specific symptoms that you experience. I've done this now for a long time, and what I want to do today is to offer my summary of what I think can really make a big difference. And this is not in response to questions that I have received. In my judgment, in my view, what really is needed to be able to sustain life and to be able to regenerate and rejuvenate your life force is to support the body's natural ability to heal, putting aside whatever symptoms you might be experiencing. If you look at what is it that winds up being the cause of demise for persons who experience Parkinson's, it's nothing to do with neurological abnormalities. The reason for demise is most frequently an infection, and more specifically, pneumonia. So a person may be spending many years, many decades for that matter, attempting to suppress tremor or address problems with mobility or dementia issues or whatever it might be. And yet the real problem, the problem that winds up being serious, is one that was never even recognized or acknowledged. I think then that over the long run, the best choices are to explore therapies that, again, generally speaking, support the underlying ability of the body to heal from the inside out. What does the body need to heal? And if you have pneumonia, what do you need in order to be able to address that infection? Well, there are two particular fundamental factors. The first happens to be oxygen, and the second happens to be water. Over time, as it turns out with aging for everyone, no matter how healthy of a lifestyle you have led, your little tiny capillaries that send blood to circulation throughout your body begin to narrow and actually shut down. 3/4 of the circulation in the body is through these tiny, tiny, tiny little passageways. Again, we call them capillaries, not through the veins, not through the arteries, but through the capillaries. Babies, young people, their blood is flowing throughout their body. But again, as we age, those tiny little passageways, again, they get blocked, they get obstructed, they get restricted, they shut down. Now, what's the consequence of that? We have billions of cells in our body. Well, if the circulation is not able to access cells, what happens? Well, pretty obviously, if there are toxins in that cell is not going to be able to remove those toxins or that waste material. And of course, even if you're eating the best food imaginable, the food, the nutrition, is not going to be able to deliver to the cells to rejuvenate and regenerate those cells. I think then that one of the fundamental decisions that you can make is to embrace a strategy that opens up the flow of the circulation throughout the body and open up those capillaries. I have invited, and I must admit, I extended this invitation 3 months ago, the wonderful and amazing natural pharmacist Ross Pelton to be a guest on my radio show to discuss the science behind pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, PEMF, and more specifically, the one and only PEM device, at least in the United States, that has received FDA approval, which is called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. Now, Ross is going to tell us a lot about recent developments, which are all quite wonderful. The FDA approval was just received, I guess, about 3 or 4 months ago. So they are now actively making available their full unit, Beamer unit, for sale. Now, I have used this particular device for quite a while, and what I want to report is I think it's the real deal. and want to encourage all of you to consider this as a serious option. Will it result, if you have tremors and all of a sudden after a month's use, taming those tremors? Well, perhaps for some people, maybe so. Perhaps for others, I think the answer would be no. Why do you want to adopt this strategy? Because we, as we age, we are exposed to lots of different challenges and threats in our body. A lot of them come from viruses. Obviously, currently, that's a challenge with the pandemic, and also bacterial infections. Also, we've got all issues with waste that accumulates in the body. A lot of it is post therapies from all of these cell towers and other kinds of cell phone devices, smartphone devices. And of course, in the food that we eat, even though it may say that it is organic, oftentimes, guess what? It's actually got toxins in it. So when we eat it, we're making the best choice possible to get natural, pest-free food, but as it turns out, we're still ingesting that into our body. So over time, we are going to be exposed to toxins and waste products, and we do have to have ways of being able to eliminate that. So the question is, if, in fact, a lot of the cells in your body, perhaps 50% or more, are not getting the ability to remove those toxins, you're going to get sicker and sicker over time. If you have infections, your body's not going to be able to address or heal those infections. Your immune system will be compromised. At a fundamental level, then, I think what really can help is to make sure that the oxygen gets to the cells, to the tissues, to the muscles. That will strengthen your immune system. And one of those therapies that I think is worth considering is this thing called the Beamer. There are other PEMF devices out there. None of them are FDA approved. And why is that? It's because they don't have the extensive research that backs their effectiveness. So there are some devices out there and they'll claim, oh, you know, we cost a third or a half of whatever the Beamer is, but we're the same thing. Well, it's actually not. So if you're ever going to consider PEMF therapy as an option, I would strongly encourage you to focus on this one option, which I can wholeheartedly support because, again, I've used it now for a number of years. But Ross is going to be a guest on the show hopefully soon. I keep emailing him and saying, Ross, please, could you tell us more about the Beamer? What's up? They've got new programs, the lease-to-own programs. They've got programs where you can take out loans. The price, I think, is about $5,500. In the end, question is, boy, that's a lot of money to spend. Well, because it's a lifetime therapy, I've been using it for years. So how much does it cost me to use this therapy every day? 50 cents, 25 cents? So in the end, instead of a medicine that you have to continue to repurchase every 3 months or every month, this is something, it's a one-time purchase. It's a long way of saying, it's my personal opinion that that is one way to support the body's intrinsic ability to heal from the inside out. Now, a second option that I want to suggest that you consider is, if you haven't already done so, I want to encourage you to listen to the radio show interview that I conducted this month with Wolfgang Scheinhardt, who is the founder of a website called Juneva. Now, he has, I just want to say, a fascinating technology that, again, I think this heals the body from the inside out. In other words, it helps to restore balance. It helps to strengthen the immune system. It helps to remove blockages that are impeding the flow of energy throughout the meridians of the body. Now, what he does in this technology is something really interesting. And I have to say, I have not seen this from any other technology. They infuse frequencies, and you've heard me now talk over and over again about how healing of the future really all has to do with the delivery of frequencies, whether that's through light or whether that's through sound or through other means or a combination of the two. What he does is he infuses the frequencies that your body needs in water. Now, that's pretty interesting. And apparently the signals that are given to the corrective resonances by the technology that they use are able to, again, bring the body back into balance. Now, his technology is not specifically designed for neurological challenges, rather to be able to support, again, the natural basic ability of the body to heal itself from the inside out. Now, of course, I did ask him, all right, so this is really an interesting technology. What about evidence you have for persons with neurological challenges, whether they might be Parkinson's or Alzheimer's? And he says that he has seen good results, and we have apparently he has seen improvements in memory functions, in cognitive recognition, social abilities, such as tracking conversations, laughing, enjoying life, expressions on faces, and motor skills of all things. So I thought, well, that's really interesting. And of course, perhaps one of the most significant contributions he reports is an improvement in digestion. Keep in mind that the link between digestion and the brain is incredibly tight and strong. If you want to improve the function of your brain and your neurological system, the key is to improve your digestion. So apparently this technology does exactly that. So let me step back and let me just say, okay, what direct evidence do I have about this? And the answer is I don't have any. We don't have anybody that I've heard back from who's actually used his technology. But are you a person that likes to experiment, to try new things? Well, this is something really interesting. As I understand it, on the internet, he'll provide services to anybody. He does some kind of a scan of your energy field, and then he's able to figure out what the resonances or the frequencies you need. And so he infuses those in water and then sends you a customized set of therapies or treatments. So as I find it, that's really all interesting. And for me, the delivery of frequencies through whatever mechanism has got to provide some positive healing results. Now, again, let me just say that the focus here of my presentation is to say, I think it is critical that you find ways to support the intrinsic ability of your body to heal from the inside out, not so much to suppress symptoms, although I do understand why that is so important and so critical for so many of you, since you can't really function very well unless you can get the symptoms under control. But again, in the long run, to be able to celebrate a long and vibrant and healthy life, you've got to make sure that you support your body's ability to heal. So the PEMF therapy, I think, is something that has an underlying benefit. And Ross has said to me, and I suppose he'll probably say this on the interview that I have with him, that it's the best anti-aging therapy out there that he's aware of. Now, I don't know if he'll still say that, but that's what he told me several months ago. So do listen to that interview from Wolfgang. That, of course, is on the radio show page for members, which you can always access. And as a reminder, too, please, would you visit the member websites every single weekday? We have new posts every single weekday that I work on religiously every single week. We've got a long meditation that lasts 30 minutes or a little bit less or a little bit more. And then every day we have a much shorter meditation that builds on that very specific topic. And I have many different topics that are all related to ways that you can heal your body from the inside out. Now, I have a final therapy that I want to suggest that you consider. And of course, we're really addressing here now the fundamental therapies that will help the body heal. That is molecular hydrogen. Now, let me step back first of all and say, are there any actual research studies that have looked at the infusion of molecular hydrogen in a person's body with Parkinson's, any studies that have used a sample of persons with Parkinson's? The answer is no, there are not any. Now, we've got some rat studies, we've got some models, and what all of that really suggests is, oh, this is really interesting. Apparently, the challenge is that this therapy apparently addresses issues of oxidative stress as well as, get this, dopaminergic cell loss in the substantia nigra. Now, of course, that's the issue with Parkinson's, at least for many persons. So it's an infusion of water that's infused with hydrogen. You can get this. You can buy machines that do this. They have people who sell drinks, et cetera, et cetera. I would like to encourage some of you to, if you're called out to so do this, is to consider that as a potential option and see what you get. And please let me know, do I have anybody who's done this? Answer is no, I do not. And yet, when I look at the emerging research, I am encouraged. I also want to say, if you look back over 20 years, if you listen to any of the radio show interviews that I've done years and years ago, you'll hear all of a sudden the introduction of a potential therapy that nobody really had even knew existed. And then all of a sudden, 10 years later, everybody is talking about it. And I think that's really been the trademark contribution of Parkinson's recovery. And I think this might be one of those potential therapies. Would you have to continue to use this therapy over time? I think yes. What about the Beamer? Can you use that for a month and then stop it? The answer is no. You'll find that the effects, the beneficial outcomes from using that PEMF therapy will atrophy, will essentially dissolve over time. So you have to continue to use that. One of the other really wonderful therapies that is infusing frequencies through light is from that Violite company that I interviewed the inventor now several times in the past. And that too is a therapy that can really result in some wonderful benefits on a number of different dimensions, particularly cognitive acuity, but also we've had reports from many other symptoms of Parkinson's. But again, that's a therapy that if you stop it, you're going to find the benefits all of a sudden dissolve. It's kind of like medicines. Medicines work for a few hours, and then you've got to take more medicine. So of any of these therapies, and I don't know for sure, of course, about Wolfgang Scheinhardt's therapy at the Geneva, but it may be that, in fact, that's the case for him, too. You really have to continue to use that in order to be able to support the body's ability to heal. So the key is, again, oxygen. The key is water. Drinking more water will make a difference. If your body is not absorbing the water that you need, then John Coleman, who has one of those persons who has fully and completely recovered from his Parkinson's symptoms, recommends the aqua hydration formula. And that is something that, in fact, resets the body's ability to trigger the fact that you're thirst and also to distribute the body to the cells throughout the body. So in summary, although I've introduced a number of different and several therapies here as potential therapies for you to consider, they all have the same theme. And the theme is there is no evidence that any of these specific therapies will be able to, let's say, for example, tame a very specific tremor. For instance, perhaps it's sweating. Perhaps it's a facial expression that is no longer able to exude itself. In other words, none of these really do that. And yet, in terms of sustaining a long and healthy life, and in terms of making sure that you are not susceptible to the threats of infections, like, for example, the coronavirus. So, okay, you're exposed. If, in fact, your body is not functioning at its maximum capacity, if your immune system is threatened, then what I would say is, well, my goodness, that all of a sudden infection, if you do happen to be exposed, can be very dangerous. So support your body's ability to heal. And even if you are exposed to these viruses or to these infections, no problem, no worries. Your body's going to be able to address that, and you'll be able to continue living a long and healthy and vibrant and a happy life. In the end, then, remember, the reason why people with Parkinson's symptoms wind up having difficulty in the end with sustaining a long life is because of infections. Why do they get infections? Well, they all of a sudden, over time, have a compromised immune system. So support your body's ability to have a strong immune system and consider some therapies that do just that. We've only mentioned three possibilities. I think perhaps quite a few of them you probably have never heard about. There are persons diagnosed with Parkinson's that do have Beamers, that do use the Beamers, who have reported to me that they know that's really been very supportive and helpful to them. But other than that, I don't think I know of anybody who has used any of these other therapies. So again, if you're called out to do the hydrogen-enriched water, let me know. If you're called out to do the Geneva therapy, please let me know what the result is, and I'll be sure to spread the word. And of course, finally, please be on the lookout for my announcement of my interview with natural pharmacist Ross Pelton, whose focus will be on describing to us how does the Beamer work, this PEMF therapy work, what's the options, what does he recommend, what can it do, does it really extend life, and can it really address some of the neurological challenges that everybody experiences. And I hope to be able to mount that interview here in the next several weeks. So I'm checking in the chat room to see, well, gosh, do we have anybody who's written, I want to talk about this topic, or I have this question to ask, and I don't see anybody who's mentioned a concern. But as I look at the listing of callers, we do have one wonderful caller, and it's delightful for me to welcome you, Bill, to Parkinson's Recovery July Support Group Gathering. Hi, and how are you?
I'm pretty good, Robert. How are you?
Doing pretty well, all things considered. We've had weather here that's pretty hot, but other than that, we're a happy family.
That's good. I have nothing earth-shaking to talk about other than I'm just trying to be more flexible, let's say, in terms of my approach to the things that I'm already doing, because I have a tendency to kind of get locked into you should never do this, or you should always do that. And what I'm trying to do is, before I start something, just kind of add, it's a little bit like the muscle testing thing that you advocate. Just ask myself, you know, does this feel right to not do this or feel right to do this? And just, it's more of a mental thing. And if you have to do it in an honest way and not sort of preform the answer. And I'm having a little bit of success with that. That seems to help.
Oh, Bill, what a wonderful suggestion. I want to say, too, you were saying, well, it's not exactly muscle testing. I think and I believe and strongly support the fact that when you're using your gut instincts, that is muscle testing. It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's the same thing. We get it in different ways, and some people can do exactly what you've done. You just stop. You go into a neutral place, and rather than saying, oh, I hope the answer is yes, or I hope the answer is no, you just go into a neutral place, and then you say, okay, you know, what do I need? And then all of a sudden you get an instinct that, yeah, do it, or you get an instinct, no, not today. And, of course, your body is just really answering, so you're not getting a physical answer, but I really think it's the same as muscle testing, and what a beautiful suggestion.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bounce it off you because it feels, I can sometimes feel like once you sort of come to a decision that you made the right one, that it's, you're on the right path.
And you
the
might
only
you
thing
say,
that, the only thing you have to watch out for is making excuses for not doing something.
Right. Because all of a sudden you think, I've got to do this. And yet the fact is that maybe the answer is, well, maybe you needed to do it last month, but not this month. Or maybe you needed to do it every other day or every week, not, you know, continuously. In other words, it's going to change over time. And so just give yourself the latitude to be able to make those decisions. You know, I just want to say, I was just giving a little preview of what my thinking has been over the last month. And so I sort of previewed three different options for people to even consider. And I would just say exactly what you said. I think what people need to do is they need to look at that, maybe hear my discussion, and they might hear the discussion and think, oh, no, that's not for me. Okay, that's it. You don't want to go any further. There are dozens and dozens of options out there. You can't do them all. And yet, if you hear the discussion and then you say, well, that's interesting. Okay, great. And then you explore that further, and then you just check in like you just said. You check in with your gut instinct. And your gut instinct says, this is for me. Then you do it. You do it. That's it. No other questions asked. So I think that's the best way to proceed rather than going through, oh, I have to go through this routine of having 8 things I do every day, and I have to do them or else, and I'm going to get worse. No, that's not the way it works. It's a fluid kind of a process. And so in a way, what you're saying is you're just trusting your body's own ability to tell you what you need in the moment.
Right. You have to step back from it a little bit and listen, and then, you know, you'll somehow get, I don't know how it comes, but you somehow get the message, okay, go forward or do something else.
I know. It's what happens to me. It's as you describe it, I don't know what words we would put to it, but it's just an instinct that that's it. That's it. The energy gets strong and you
right.
know that's you. And sometimes the energy is, oh, no, boy, that sounds terrible. And sometimes it's not really strong, not really weak. It's kind of just like blah, you know. It's like,
right.
Well, you could do it if you want to, but, you know, it's not going to be any great deal. And when I get that, I'm not very enthused to pursue it. It's like, oh, forget it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a waste. I'll do some other things that I think will be more beneficial.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting to me. I started to consciously do that. It's really been helpful to me.
Oh, how interesting. What motivated you to start doing that?
I'm not sure. I guess things just got harder to do, and I would start to think, you know, how important is this to do right now? Just because I told myself I would do it yesterday.
Oh, right. It got to be so many things you were doing, it's like you can't do them all, so how do you make a choice?
Right.
Interesting.
And that same thing the next day might be the right thing to do. So it has to be done.
Right. Not good today, but right tomorrow. Exactly.
Yeah. So you have to do it in real time. You have to be prepared to either do it or not do it right then and there.
Right. Beautifully said. Well, and two, by your own expression, what that does is it confirms the research I've done, which shows that the people who are having successful recovery programs, they do have a variety of therapies and options that they pursue. People don't just
right.
have one thing that, you know, does the trick. And so the challenge really is, okay, what should that combination be? And as you so eloquently presented, well, it can change day in and day out. There's some core kind of things that are important, and yet what do you need to do in the moment? Well, that's going to change.
Right. I look at it more like you've got sort of a package of different things, and you select them on an as-needed basis from day to day. If you
right.
do it in an honest way, you know, not just trying to avoid the things that are harder.
Oh, very true. If you're thinking, oh, this is really hard for me, I hope the answer is no. You don't want to say that. You want to say,
right.
okay.
You don't want to prejudge anything.
Right, exactly. Go into what they say is neutral, and then you just say, okay, what's the answer? And then just trust that you're going to get the right answer in the moment.
All right. So this would be worth a try for anybody who's struggling to decide, is this doing me any good or is that doing you any good? Just to pause before and do this little sort of thinking about it, and you'll get a feeling that you should proceed or you should not proceed.
Right. Oh, thank you so much for that suggestion. And, you know, some people, as I've pitched and argued for muscle testing over and over, some people use that all the time. Some people use it occasionally. Other people have tried it, and they think to themselves, this doesn't work for me. I can't get, you know, results that are reliable. And what I want to say is, well, listen to what Bill is doing. It's really the same thing. And I think pretty much everybody knows that they do have intuitive instinct. So how do you know what's the right thing to do? How do you know the right person to marry? You know, that's an intuitive instinct kind of a thing. It's like, this is the right person or this is not the right person.
Right.
So everybody knows what intuition is. They've made decisions their whole life that way. What career do I need? What school do I need to go to, et cetera, et cetera. We make those decisions all the time. Well, how do we make them? Well, it's just the way you've described. We just go into a place that says, do I need to do this now? And if the answer is yes, we have the energy to do it. So for people even who have tried this mechanical way of muscle testing, which is a way of asking their body, what the answer to very specific questions is. This is another way of saying, look, just muscle test this way, and that is just to stop, go into neutral, and just check in mentally with should I do this or not, and see what comes back.
Right. Because we're getting messages. I mean, we're so, the body and the human organism is so complicated, we're getting all sorts of messages that we don't pay any attention to. And this is just a way of tapping into maybe a tiny portion of it, but some aspect of that, that your body and your brain is telling you something, and you just have to listen.
And then do it.
And act accordingly, yes.
Right. And it could be the body has, let's say the body has 12 needs in the moment, and yet there's a priority of one or two needs that really need to happen, most importantly. And so when you do what you're doing, you'll be able to sort through that without having to go through any significant positives and negative lists or, you know, what a scientist
right.
might do. Rather, you just go right. down and say, what about this? What about this? What about this? You go through all 12, and then the body will tell you, these are the two you need to do now. So it's a way of cutting through a lot of that detail that a lot of people think they have to go through. It's a quick way of making great decisions.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Bill. You always have so many wonderful suggestions for people. So I hope everybody is listening and will be able to say, oh, what a great idea. And I know that your ideas, your suggestions, your experiences are really influencing a lot of other people.
I think the way we're gonna, this thing is ultimately at some point get fixed is not through some magic pill or some person in a white coat with a test tube, but just people with the condition, thinking about it and talking and about their experience and having other people learn from that.
Right. As you have done so kindly and generously for others.
Oh, and thank you, Robert, for all of your hard work. I mean, you're the one doing all, putting in the effort here, and it's, I hope it's appreciated, certainly by me, but I hope by others.
Thank you, Bill. It's an honor and a privilege to serve. And thank you so much for always calling in. I always look forward to the support groups because I think, oh, I bet Bill will be there. So I always look forward to talking with you.
I'll do my best to be there.
Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you. Be well.
You too. Bye. So let me now check and see who else we have who has called in. And we do have a caller from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I don't know whether you want to talk or not, so I'm going to just open up the line and just say maybe you do want to talk or have questions or have topics or not. So your line is open. I don't have a name, but I do know apparently it's from Phoenix.
Yeah, this is Isabel. Can you hear me okay? Hi. I'm sorry I'm late for the group today.
Hi, Isabel.
And I don't have anything to add, but I do want to say that every time I do join, I too enjoy Bill. So thank you, Bill, for always bringing new things to the table. I think we all appreciate that. And thank you, Robert. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. And so, Bill, you have another accolade from this. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Again, it's an honor and a privilege to serve. And we also have a number calling in, and I don't have a city, but I do have a name. So again, I'm going to just open up the line, and if you're here just to listen and not to talk or have a topic you'd like to address, just let me know. But I want to open up now, and Ron, hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, is there anything you want to talk about today?
I'm here just to listen.
Okay, thank you so much for being here, Ron. Makes a big difference. And for everybody, remember, all of these programs are available on replay. So just go to your member support group page, and you'll be able to hear the full recording of any of these sessions. Of course, we've got them now for years and years. And I have to say, if you listen to any of them, I think you'll find some quite fascinating suggestions from members that will really, I think, have the opportunity of being able to explore for you some options you might not have previously experienced. So it looks like we've now checked in with the chat room. Don't see anything entered there. We've checked in with the Q&A field, and I don't see anybody who's asked any questions there. Let me say, however, that you can always send me emails if you've got topics or questions or concerns. So, we, of course, we have our support group gathering where we have discussions with those of you who'd like to be able to gather together and address questions, have topics that we discuss, or specifically offer to others suggestions of what's helped you. But we also, I just want to say, you are a member. We are here to support your journey down the road to recovery. So if anything comes up and you'd like for me to be able to address any kind of concern, please email me or call me. My number is 360-789-1658. We are here in Olympia, Washington, USA. That's all on the West Coast. So we are Pacific time. So that's what's happening here on the support group for, as you know, July 2021. And that's what's happening here on the, you guessed it, Shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are, of course, handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the simple fact that you are a Parkinson's Recovery member, that you are listening to this program, this support group for July, that indeed, in your own way, using your own choices, using your own gut instinct, as Bill so eloquently has described, you are, in fact, successfully journeying down the road to recovery. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for, again, being a Parkinson's Recovery member, supporting the many free resources that we provide to people across the globe, so that we'll now be able to celebrate more and more individuals who are celebrating a relief from whatever symptoms they experience that happen to be diagnosed with that name, Parkinson's disease. May you have a wonderful month. We look forward to connecting with you at the end of next month in August, and be sure to let me know if I can help out in any way.